The pest in question is the hemlock woolly adelgid. It's common in much of Pennsylvania, but this is the first time it's been found in this state park, which has some of the oldest and largest hemlocks in the state.
Okay, do we have everybody back?
Other than Rachel Wagner, who's organized today's rescue team, it's all men in khaki and olive green. They're gathered outside the park ranger's office. Most work here at Cook Forest, but some are from other state parks offices, and a couple, like Wagner, work for Pennsylvania's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources in Harrisburg. So she takes a minute to say who's who.
Quick introductions for you guys. Don Egan with our Forest Pest Management, who is
the team has
really
drawn a lot of participants because they're testing out a modified treatment method. Instead of injecting the insecticide into the ground around the trees, they'll spray it onto the trunks. That's because the soil here is rocky. Wagner helped custom build the spray packs that sit at the feet of some of the men.
So, we're going to grab these backpack sprayers, and Dale is going to lead us into the area that it was the first area where the adelgid was identified at this park.
Dale Luthringer is an expert in old-growth trees.
Let's work our way over to where we'll start up the trail here.
He leads the group about half a mile into an area of woods that has never been cut for timber. Luthringer gathers everyone in front of several very tall evergreens. He singles out one he figures is about 300 years old.
Right here, this one tree that we're pointing at, you can see a little yellow tape at the bottom. We call that the Seneca hemlock. And right now it's the tallest known hemlock in the Northeast.
Wagner assigns trees, and the men get to work circling the massive hemlocks and spraying them up and down.
Ryan's got the Seneca.
At over 147 feet tall, the Seneca is also the third tallest hemlock north of the Smoky Mountains. And the hemlocks at Cook Forest hold another, more dubious distinction. They mark the first time hemlock woolly adelgid has been found on the Allegheny Front. The bug has been found in 56 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties. Wagner had hoped the higher altitude on the front might stymie the adelgids, but here they are. She holds out a small branch with bits of white fuzz to prove it.
So this is where it gets its name from. This is a hemlock, and that's kind of woolly looking. And inside there's an adelgid, hemlock woolly adelgid.
Now that warm weather is here, they're crawling out of their woolly houses to feed on the trees. An infested tree can turn grayish-green, lose its needles, and eventually die. Hemlock woolly adelgid can kill a hemlock in Pennsylvania in less than 10 years. Trees in the southern Appalachians are being killed off even faster. A study by the U.S. Forest Service said the pest has the potential to kill off most of that region's hemlock trees within the next decade. Don Egan is in charge of forest pest management for the Bureau of Forestry. He says we need to save the hemlocks because they're environmentally important as a foundation species.
If these hemlocks were not here, this habitat would be completely different. Every single thing that you see here, the undergrowth, the soil, the birds, the invertebrates, everything else, including the stream, trout fishermen love hemlock because that chemistry of that stream will change if you don't have hemlock.
Egan says the Bureau of Forestry is developing a hemlock conservation plan. It will include information about hemlocks and the pests that attack them, and strategies for treatment. In addition to insecticides, Egan says they release beetles that eat hemlock woolly adelgid, but cold winters often kill the beetles, so they're testing hardier species in the lab. They're also studying hemlocks that seem to have a natural resistance.
As a matter of fact, they have found what we call it the bulletproof stand. All the hemlock around it are dead, and this stand is still alive. So we want to look at the genetics between looking at host resistance and maybe breeding and along with the predators. That's the long-term solution.
And a long-term solution would be nice. Right now, the insecticides have to be applied every 3 years, and just the treatments in Cook Forest State Park will cost $40,000 to $50,000 this year. Today, the team treats 24 trees in their test run before Luthringer gathers them to head back.
A lot of work needs to be done, but this is huge. To have some of the top folks in the state here today really says a lot, you know, and we're very thankful.
Well, y'all ready to work your way back down?
Back at the ranger station, Assistant Park Manager Sean Benson is putting away equipment. He says these iconic trees bring more than 300,000 visitors to the park every year.
Really, Cook Forest is known for two things. One is the Clarion River, which is a wild and scenic river, and then, of course, the old growth. And, yeah, so we're faced with an uphill battle to protect something that is very, very important to us.
The hemlocks they've treated today should be safe from hemlock woolly adelgid. But Wagner and the others are already looking at what trees might need treatment next year. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.